Founded on Stone 2, More Tales of Early Parry Sound and District is the latest book from Simcoe County author Andrew Hind. The second volume features a collection of tales from the Parry Sound area, from ghost towns to the booming railroad industry. Hind takes us back to simpler times. His deep dive into the area's history pieces together the foundation of the community in a refreshing, interesting read. Each chapter highlights a resident, landmark, or industry that helped contribute to the area's rich history. From a state-of-the-art luxury resort to a bustling train station, there is much to learn about the charming towns of the area. The district's tourism industry was established thanks to William and Lucy Pratt and their building of Rosso House in 1870. The hotel was the first of its kind to be built in the area, providing guests with luxurious views and accommodations. For 13 years, it was a high-profile, hot spot for area residents and tourists, before burning down in 1883. This was the example for other resorts that followed in its path, putting the area on the map as a premier tourist destination. Tourists and locals alike were excited when the largest boat to ever sail the Magnetawan River, commissioned by Robert James Watson, was built, the Armor, which is still afloat today under the name Dover. The area's economy was rooted in the logging and sawmill industries, with oxen, not horses, trudged through the fields carrying heavy loads in the deep clay soils. It was the railroad industry that truly transformed Parry Sound, with the arrival of a railroad in Berks Falls in 1886, which went on to become a thriving, bustling sawmill town. The First World War in 1914 and the many men of Parry Sound who bid farewell to their families to fight changed the town forever. Its militia, the Northern Pioneers, regiment was headquartered in Parry Sound and encompassed the Parry Sound-Muskoka area. Residents who stayed behind helped produce the tools for the soldiers. The first school, Spence Schoolhouse in Spence Township, had one room which was established in the 1870s by homesteaders, saw three decades of families come through its rustic doors. The school closed in 1954 but still remains today, as a reminder of the lovely Spence community. This is just a glimpse at some of the tales uncovered by Hind, which highlight the roots of the area and its culture. Copies can be purchased on Amazon here. Andrew Hind has had a lifelong passion for history and over the course of his 20-year writing career has authored 29 books and contributed to many local publications including Village Media, Parry Sound Life, Muskoka Life, Canada's History and more.